there were 75 new COVID deaths reported in today's Ontario update, all of which occurred within the last month. Since the start of the pandemic, the province has reported 10,801 COVID cases ending in death, including 4,148 people who were living in long-term care homes. The Ministry of Health has said it will look into the deaths that are being reported to confirm the primary reason for the death was a COVID infection. Of the 2,343 adult ICU beds in Ontario, about 55% are occupied by a non-COVID patient, and 21% remain available for patients. There are 594 COVID-positive patients in Ontario intensive care units, according to the latest provincial update, and about 481 of them were admitted because of COVID. The rest were admitted for other reasons but also test positive for COVID. The latest provincial update states there are 4,061 COVID-positive patients in hospital, about 2,189 people are there because of COVID-related illness, and the remaining 1,943 patients were admitted for a different reason but still test positive for COVID-19. On January 20, Public Health Ontario is reporting 7,757 new COVID cases. However, new case counts no longer reflect COVID-19 transmission in the province, as testing is reserved nearly exclusively for hospitalized patients and residents and staff at high-risk congregate settings. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 977,194 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 887,023 recoveries and 10,801 deaths. The January 20 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases 12,578, recoveries and 75 deaths since yesterday's report. The deaths reported have all occurred within the last month. There are 79,370 active, lab-confirmed cases in Ontario. The new cases reported today include 1,079 unvaccinated people, 260 partially vaccinated people, and 5,819 fully vaccinated people. 569 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average by vaccination status indicated 50 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 37 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 58 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to those who live in high-risk congregate care settings or work in them. As such, a majority of the people being tested are fully vaccinated as per provincial or workplace mandatory vaccine policies. Hospitalizations: 4,061 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those, 55%, about 2,233 people, were admitted to the hospital because of COVID-19, and 45% were admitted for other reasons, but have tested positive for COVID. Among the hospitalized patients not in the ICU are 740 unvaccinated people, 175 partially vaccinated people, and 2,091 fully vaccinated people. This would include some patients admitted for reasons other than COVID. There are 594 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID. Of those, 81.1%, about 481 people, were admitted because of COVID-related illness, and 18.9% were admitted for other reasons but test positive for COVID-19. There are 347 COVID patients on ventilators. Among ICU patients are 208 unvaccinated people, 16 partially vaccinated people, and 263 fully vaccinated people. Testing: the province reported 42,907 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 15.9% positivity. Another 30,846 tests are still being processed. As of today's report, 11.5 million people in Ontario, 78% of the population, are fully vaccinated, and 5% of the province has one dose of COVID vaccine. There are 5.79 million people in Ontario with three doses of vaccine. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 6,632.2 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average 7-day incidence rate from January 10 to January 16 was 448.7 cases per 100,000 people, which decreased 17.3% over the 7-day period starting on January 4. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In the north, there are currently 136 people with COVID-19 in hospital, up from 131 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 34 people in ICU, up from 27 yesterday, and 14 people on ventilators, up from 11 yesterday. The regional data is not broken down to clarify the number of people in hospital for a COVID-related reason and who was admitted to hospital for another reason then tested positive. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 3,145 cases, 590 known active cases and 14 current hospitalizations, including one person who is from out of region but in Algoma. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 53% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 2,424 cases, 234 known active cases and 2 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,892 cases and 851 known active cases. The health unit does not report hospitalizations. At Timmins and District Hospital, there are 15 patients with COVID-19, two of whom were admitted for virus-related reasons. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 79% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 48% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 8,256 cases and 993 known active cases. There are 51 COVID-positive patients at Health Sciences North, including 3 in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 48% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 940 cases, 110 known active cases, and 5 hospitalizations, with 2 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 79% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 2,778 cases, 211 known active cases and 6 hospitalizations, including 2 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 95% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 5,917 cases, 330 known active cases and 12 hospitalizations, including one person in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 48% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.